Thank you very much. Thank you, obviously, for the invitation and for the event itself. Before I begin, I would like to clarify the parameters of two aspects of my discussion. First of all, when I talk historic basin, I'm referring to an area approximately 6 square kilometers, which includes the old city, the neighborhood of Silwan, some know it as City of David, the Kidron Valley, the Mount of Olives, Mount of Zion, Hinnom Valley, they all have different names, obviously, also, and a thin strip north to the old city. Secondly, in the discussion, I will refer both to the historic and sacred sites in terms of their archaeological and cultural heritage values and how these are being transformed by politically motivated agenda and policies. Issues more commonly discussed with respect to sacred sites in Jerusalem, such as a matter of access to the relationship between the Israeli government and the various churches or the Islamic Waqf, are not part of the scope of my discussion. In the absence of a meaningful diplomatic process, Jerusalem Historic Basin has subject to an uncertain development by the Israeli government, who in cooperation with the settlers group have initiated extensive excavation and development of ancient sites, turning them into a meaningful site with a Jewish-Israeli nationalistic identity, while underplaying historical layers or sites of importance to other religious and cultural communities. Whereas in the 90s, these ideologically motivated activities were pioneered by the settlers, in the recent years, the Israeli government has taken the lead on these initiatives. In the past 14 years, the government has been pouring enormous resources into the archaeological tourism project, which are transforming the physical, cultural, and religious identity of the historic city. The process of entrenching an exclusive religious and historic narrative is also apparent on the Palestinian side. In the past 20 years, a phenomenon that can be called temple denial is on the rise. Denial of a shared Jewish-Muslim heritage on the Holy Esplanade. The effacement of the historic link of the Jewish people to the Holy Esplanade mainly takes the form of verbal statement, and is displayed on all levels of society, from the general public to the highest Palestinian officials. Yet, although the denial of the other narrative is prevalent on both sides, Israel, as the government power in Jerusalem, has the capacity to use excavation, preservation, and development of archaeological sites to physically change and transform the historic narrative and identity of the city. The construction of historical narrative through excavation and archaeological tourism in the area near or next the Temple Mount Haram al-Sharif is complemented by a piecemeal takeover of Palestinian residential areas in the attempt to shift the demographic and national identity of the historic basin. It should come as no surprise then that the same settlers organization who are involved in taking over Palestinians' homes are also the ones who are taking the lead on the archaeological development. These processes in the area around the Holy Esplanade are often overshadowed by the focus on the Esplanade itself. Yet, beyond the status quo on the Esplanade, the changes to the cultural historical landscape and narrative of the historic basin at large contributed to a political and religious tensions and have far-reaching implications for the future of a geopolitical solution to the conflict in Jerusalem. It is impossible to imagine a solution to the conflict over Jerusalem that does not give an expression to the deep cultural, national, and religious attachments that both sides harbor toward the city. In this context, the ancient sites play a crucial role. In the absence of a peace negotiation, it is still possible, we think it's actually crucial, to take a step to de-escalate tension in the present and contribution to the climate more conductive to the successful future negotiation on Jerusalem. We in Emek Shaveh would like to suggest a roundtable of Palestinian, Israeli, and international experts and stakeholders to articulate principles for the protection and preservation of Jerusalem's multi-layer history and sacred sites, and to devise mechanisms to mitigate against development that threaten the multicultural character of the historic city. The premise that will guide the establishment of such a committee is that in the absence of a political agreement, Major decisions about development, preservation, and presentation of sites in the historic Jerusalem must be subject to a joint approval by the Israelis, the Palestinians, and, like I said before, the other key stakeholders. The basic assumptions guiding the committee will be an understanding that Jerusalem is important to the multiplicity of faith and cultures, and that there is a need to preserve the heterogeneous character of its ancient sites. Accordingly, the following the basic principles that I would like to present now. All the archaeological works shall be conducted as part of commitment to remain faithful to Jerusalem's multi-layered heritage and a broad vision to reflect a multiplicity of historical periods and cultures. The site should be managed according to the highest professional standards, and the managing bodies will aspire to reflect the cultural diversity embodied by the archaeological find. Decision about who manage the site will be taken by a joint committee. Number three. Any conservation of sites undertaken to convert spaces for public, commercial, or tourism purposes should preserve the original architectural historical context, refrain from creating artificial links between structures that were used for different purposes or belong to different periods. Jerusalem is a World Heritage Site. Tourism and transportation development in Jerusalem should be based on a guideline for safeguarding World Heritage Site. Infrastructure and development should contribute to a comprehensive solution to the challenges of historic Jerusalem, rather than serving the needs of a specific public group. We in Emek Shaveh believe that the key peace between Israel and the Palestinians is an agreement over its historic core, creating the approach and mechanism to preserve Jerusalem's historic city in all their cultural variety is a necessary step in this direction. Thank you.